We have been a couple of times.
Oh, yay. Mm. I have to catch up. I did listen to some more.
Okay.
But I can't. Sometimes I don't like it. Like, I don't like books on tape.
Uh-huh.
And I find myself like
dreaming off or whatever.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Like, not focusing when people are talking. And it's...
Well, easier. Focusing on him is truly horrifying. So...
I don't... Oh.
Yo, y'all, that was Greek yogurt and granola.
I feel like I felt that, like, right. A shock wave across the table here.
You have a pecan on your face.
Ooh. I was hungry.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, so focusing on him is truly horrifying.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2406 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 4th of April 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about the weekend and something special for the end of sports ball. Hello, Cages. Big Fatty, who's in a cage? No one's in a cage. Big Fatty, no one used. Probably several people. No, anyway, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty's back hurts. And I don't know why, but anyway, all right, I'm tired of bitching. Big Fatty, you'll bitch about it some more, but anyway, y'all, your cages today, because I am recording this prior to the sports ball championship Monday night between the Gonzagas and the North Cackalackians, and y'all, one thing, you know, I don't know what the outcome will be or anything, but y'all, I kind of hope the Gonzagians win, because the North Cackalackians have won so much. Big Fatty, you're going to make Moose P mad. Well, maybe, but y'all, you know, sometimes you gotta cheer for the underdog sometime, and the Gonzagians have never made it to the Final Four, much less the championship games, and the North Cackalackians have been there many, many times. Big Fatty, sports talk, sports on the fives. But y'all, every year at the tournament, the very last thing they do is they show highlights of the entire tournament, the different faces of all the folks that have, not all the folks, but a lot of the folks that participated, memorable moments, and then they show the names of everybody that put it all together. And y'all, it's quite the undertaking. Anyway, so y'all, at the end of today's little show, I'm gonna play you the music for you to listen to. And y'all, this is it's a great song. Big Fatty loves this song, but y'all, I'm not gonna listen to it because I'll have it stuck in my head all Monday night. Now, y'all, I'll be sound asleep before the game is over. That Mean Keen will be awake, though. Yes, Big Fatty, Mean Keen loves the sports ball, but he's pulling for the Gonzagians, too. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all, today, the fourth day of the fourth month, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two used to do little shows. Y'all, they've gone to the great podcasting field in the sky. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, the first is that Davy Dangerous. Formerly of the Dangerous and Lovely Little Show. And y'all, Big Fatty has met Davy Dangerous. It was at at a meet and greet. I want to say it was in the Washington, D.C., and he and Zachary, and it seemed like there was somebody else that was with them. I don't remember who it was, but just as sweet as he could be. And y'all our second former podcaster is y'all. He used to do the Gay Wasteland. Speak ready. And y'all hadn't heard hide nor hair of him. Big Fatty hide nor hair. Somebody, I it may have been Steve the Tater, said that he was in some sort of a stage production. Big Fatty, do you remember what it was? I do not. But anyway, he's evidently on the Face Space or something. And y'all, then the last celebration of exiting the birth canal we have today. Y'all, I meant to play yesterday's opening clip on today's news show. Y'all, I looked at the mock and calendar, and I got them confused. Yeah, and Big Fatty, you forgot to post the Monday news show. Y'all, I forgot to hit the publish button. So I woke up to Digga and Miss Beaver. Where is my buddy? So anyway, we got it all taken care of. But y'all, it's Mr. Tim Kumar from over there at the Tim Kumar Show. Yes, Big Fatty. Francie is on there a lot, and Joe Monas 3, and they do the soap. It's true. And so y'all, and he, Big Fatty, and he's the patron saint of the BFO. This train. Well, anyway, Big Fatty, I hope that everybody, if they see Frequency or Davey Dangerous or Mr. Tim Kumar on the 20th. Or the Face Space, they wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, I guess. And I guess I have to say, and I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all nattered so much yesterday, I didn't have time to finish telling you about the weekend. One thing I meant to mention to you on Saturday night, got to the bar, and y'all put down my cash money. Normally I get, it's usually $6.50 for a Tanqueray and tonic. And, I didn't get any silver back. Big Fatty, no silver. And, the bartender says, first of the month, the drinks went up 50 cents. And y'all, I mean, I'm okay with that. But y'all, if you're gonna raise the price of the drinks, do it on the 31st of March or the 2nd of April. Don't do it on April Fool's Day. Fanny, you thought it was a joke. I did think it was a joke. Cocktails or 50 cents more, Big Fanny, and then going into your retirement, you'll need to budget that. It's true. Y'all, on Sunday, y'all got up and had my coffee. that is a garden's solid with some rotisserie chicken and ginger dressing. Yes, Big Fatty. I had on Sunday got up and had my coffee and everything. Y'all, then I headed on over to the Sam's Club. I decided I was just gonna walk around through there and see if there was anything that I needed. And y'all, I don't mind going to the Sam's Club now that I've got the app on my cellular telephonic device. Oh, y'all, by the way, Durwood has a new cellular telephonic device, and he was showing it. Have you seen my iPhone 7 Plus? It was sad. It was just real sad. But I bought a few things there at the Walmart. Y'all, I got some more barbecue boneless pork ribs, and I got some, y'all, I got red, yellow, and orange bell peppers. I'm going to cook them on the grill, too. They just look real good. I worn out my flip flops. My flip flops had flopped, and so y'all, they had some, it wasn't the thing that has the thing that goes between your toe, to hold the flip flop on it. It was kind of a sleeve over the top that your foot went through. So I thought, well, you know, they were about $15, I think, something like that. So I said, well, I'll give these a try and just see what they, y'all, and they kind of massage your feet, when you walk on them. So I'm okay with them so far. Yes, be ready. Y'all, then, after that, y'all, I went over to the Walmart. Y'all, I needed some soap. Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, I needed some soap. Yes, Big Freddy, got an 8-pack. Y'all, then I was looking for new plants for my planters out in front of the villa here. And y'all, they have these little trees. They're probably about 2 feet tall. They're not really trees, but they're kind of plants that look like trees or something like that. I don't know what it is. So I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they're just $7 a piece. And y'all, then I decided, well, you know, I think I'll go on out there to the Lowell's and see if they, y'all, I was wanting some orange colored flowers to go in the planters along with those little trees. And I went out there, y'all, they didn't have anything orange. So I said, well, to heck with that. Y'all, I went across the street to the Home Depot, and y'all, they had, I don't remember what they're called, but y'all, they're just little pots with these pretty red flowers in some of them and orange flowers in the other. So y'all, I got a red and an orange for each of the little pots. And y'all, I came home that Sunday afternoon, and I got rid of those dead ferns and repotted the flowers and the little small plant trees into my pots. And y'all, it just looks so nice. And then I got my termite inspection coming up a week from yesterday on the 10th. So y'all, you know, you gotta cut your trees and bushes back so that nothing is touching the house or any structure. So y'all, I got out with my big yard scissors, Big Freddy the yard scissors. Well, you know, I don't know what else to call them, but y'all, they do a great job, and I love it. And I pull my hose back out, and I hose down the ruby red a little bit, get some of the pollen off it. Y'all, the pollen is horrible, just horrible. But y'all, we're getting ready to have storms, red rain coming through Charleston Monday night. So y'all, hopefully it'll wash away the pollen. And on Saturday, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yeah, because y'all, there's a postcard, and y'all, there's a picture of all these old women in their one-piece bathing suits bent over the pool, so all you see is their fannies. And y'all, it's written on here, Granny, and pointing to one of them. Y'all, it's, it says, only in Florida. It's a happy party, wrapping up our first season as Florida Snowbirds. Saw this card and thought you might kerfuffle. Hugs, the number one. Big Fanny, I tell you what, that's a senior citizen's moon over Miami. Big Fanny, that is vulgar. Can you just imagine the smell coming out of those? Y'all, that is from Bill in St. Louis. And Bill, I did not know that you were becoming the Flo-Rida Snowbirds. That's just lovely. I'm jealous. So anyway, thank you so much for the lovely cat. It's just as kind of you to do that as can be. And y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, be pretty. Y'all, speaking of music and little shows, you know, the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, you know, she always has a song at the end of her little show. And y'all, she pulled a fast one. She just pulled a fast one on us this week. Maybe it was because it was the April Fool's weekend. But y'all, after the music was over, there was another cellular telephonic device, the mechanical. Y'all, a big fatty called, and y'all, the mechanical keeps hanging up on me. But anyway, but y'all, here is the music now, and I hope you enjoy it. Yes.
Ball is ticked, there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it shows. In one shining moment, it's all on the line. One shining moment, they're frozen. Time is short and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, how that moment's gone. When it's done, win or lose, you always did your best. 'Cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reached deep inside. One shining moment you knew you were alive. Feel the beat of your heart, feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest, it's more than a race. Your best, 'cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reach for the sky. One shining moment you knew. One shining moment you were willing to try. One shining moment you
Gussie, Big Fatty, you're gonna have a phone call now. No, that's I believe that may be
trademark Vera Charles.
Oh, Big Fatty, we don't want to get into litigation anyway. But y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. You know, I said the sports ball is coming to an end, y'all. It's the round sports ball. It's the orange one. But y'all, now the baseball, the one where they spit and grab their crotches and squat down and play with themselves is starting. Big Fatty, that sounds like some sort of pone. Well, it does, doesn't it? Speaking of pone, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Sticky Orangutans. And Ricky, what do people think of Adam?
Well, focusing on him is truly horrifying.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he'll fit right in over there. Horrifying indeed.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.